Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and I'm over at the beach, and hopefully this is working. I don't have internet, and hopefully this is working directly through my phone. So I'll do my tuning in chant, and we'll see what happens. Guru Dev Namo. Namo, Namo, I bow, I just have this image of, I always get this big tree, like bowing to a big tree. I'm not sure what that's about exactly, but you know, a big tree is pretty rooted deeply in the earth and grounded. And I get this image of just bowing to all that is and flowing with each moment, each second. And it's interesting because I'm seeing more people. It's kind of like stuff's popping up for people who are kind of, you know, floundering a bit or worrying a little bit about what they're supposed to do and finding their way, and the old way doesn't work anymore. And so it's interesting to see what's going to happen. And I keep just getting this really strong image of just letting it all unfold and a little bit of patience. And so speaking of patience, my husband and I came over to the beach. We were going to come over today, later today, but the dog we're taking care of, our little, she's kind of like our dog too. She rushed outside last night. It must have been about 9 o'clock, and she was sound asleep, and all of a sudden she rushed outside to the backyard, which we consider to be fully enclosed, and got sprayed by a skunk. And this is the second time this has happened to her, although this one, we think it was direct contact, because the first time, we think maybe she got sprayed through a fence, so it was pretty mild. I mean, skunk smells never mild, but she got really blasted last night, and immediately she ran back in the house, and immediately our whole house just filled up with these very noxious fumes, and it was very overwhelming and kind of nauseating. And so I immediately got her in the bathtub and scrubbed her up, and then we're trying to air things out and trying to figure out what she'd touched, and the poor thing's, you know, rubbing her face because it was interesting because the skunk, it squirts this very, very yellow, kind of a turmeric color at her, whatever. So anyway, with all that said, I gave her another bath, and so anyway, seems like she's doing fine today, but we came over to the beach and didn't get here until about midnight last night. Just thought, well, we would get out of our house, and we were going to come anyway, so that was crazy, kind of crazy, frantic. So then I thought, you know what, I'm going to look up skunk and what that means, and so at least on one site, as I was able to through my phone, the first thing was do no harm. And this woman talked about the skunk as a pacifist and defending ourselves effectively without causing further conflict, which I thought was really kind of interesting, that basically the words she used, introspection, innocence, assurance, patience, silence, peace, and talked a lot about the whole aspect of basically defending ourselves effectively without causing further conflict. So, so if you think about a skunk spray, you know, that feels a little combative, but really, does it hurt? Yeah, it's powerful, and it's really kind of obnoxious, and it's, I mean, boy, then you got to deal with it, kind of the after effects. But basically, it's kind of like, you know, it's an amazing defense mechanism. And she talked about skunks and that that really that's not their first thing they want to do, because it takes them, they only have about currently four sprays, and then it takes them about a week to build it back up again. So it's not their first thing. So unless they're feeling threatened, which, of course, if the dog, you know, chased after her, yeah. So anyway, you know, some of the things, of course, were like, okay, we got to make sure the dog door is closed when it, as soon as it gets dusk, so that's not a problem. We're probably going to try to make sure our yard is a little more animal-proofed, so that's not a problem, all good. So one of the things that came to me is that, oh, I think we were supposed to get over to the beach sooner, because we've been talking about how we're just feeling so busy and stuff. Of course, you know, having a skunk spray made it pretty crazy. We left the house completely open, hoping that the air flowing through. Because the thing is that the smell just kind of permeates, and then I kept thinking I smelled like skunk last night, which I might have since I was the one who washed the dog a couple times. But so there was that, you know, like, okay, the universe is like, okay, get out of town, go now, don't tarry, get out of town. So, and then I just thought it was interesting, the message of kind of patience and introspection and silence and peace. And boy, oh my gosh, I've just been getting that so much. I've been not wanting to go even out very much or talk to very many people. And then also in this world right now, it's so crazy, and there's so much, with this healing crisis, there's so much crazy energy and hate and, you know, like just nasty, ugly stuff going on out there. And so it makes me want to go even more introspective. So anyway, all in all, a very fascinating, interesting, eventful, just so, so funny. I mean, you know, you just never know what's going to happen, what messages you're going to get. I love that. So anyway, I'm having, one of the things I started doing was I started reading the Harry Potter books, and I had read a couple of them years ago, and then thought, you know what, I want to read the whole series. And actually, I just finished the first one last night, and I get kind of choked up, and I just think they're really, really brilliantly written. The woman, I don't know, she said they just kind of came to her, which clearly, just fabulous. They're funny. I started the second one today. Funny, sweet. I mean, Harry Potter is so alone, and then he finds his cadre, he finds his people, his wizards, and it's just so delightful. And of course, I can completely relate to it, you know, that I felt pretty alone most of my life, and as I'm sure many have, you know, it's kind of like, where's my tribe? And so anyway, just very, very fun. And of course, the magical and all that is super fun. I've always kind of enjoyed kid books or young adult books or whatever, usually way, way more than adult books. Adult books are too heavy for me. So anyway, just a lot of good stuff happening. I mean, my husband and I are just so, so happy in our home. He just had his birthday, although he calls the month of September, June-tember. And then he started calling August, which is my birthday month, pre-June-tember. And he's really into wombats. And at one point I was teasing him because he kept seeing a lot of herons. That the heron was his totem animal, and of course, in Jim's inimitable way, he rejected that and decided the wombat was his totem animal. So he's really into wombats. And so I, we had a few people over for dinner, I wrote to everyone and asked them if they could kind of see if they could find something wombat-ish to bring to the party. He doesn't want gifts. We're not into doing that, but so it was awesome. It was so awesome. I had actually got him some stickers made, that the little wombat stickers, and then I got him some address labels with wombats on them. And he loved those. And then one friend brought a kid's book about a wombat. One friend or a couple brought cute, they just printed off the internet that said, "Be yourself. And if you can't do that, be Wombat Man." And it was a picture of a wombat, like a superhero. Super cute. And then one of our friends who I thought he had forgotten in the middle of dinner all of a sudden stood up and read a poem that was just awesome. And anyway, Jim was just thrilled. He loved his birthday. I made paella and it was delicious, not a drop left. And everybody brought yummy food and we played some fun games and laughed and laughed and laughed a lot. So very, very fun celebration of my dear husband. And so anyway, I've been kind of enjoying drawing a tarot Voyager card. So today I got Inventor, Man of Crystals, which I thought, okay, let's see what that's about. I'll tell you what I'm getting from that. But they say, like the crystal that generates new perceptions, your mind invents new ideas and knowledge. You are a scientist experiencing a creative explosion of the mind. The crystal man symbolizes, like the extraordinary variety of uses, the crystal, the technological application of your ideas. Both technician and scientist, you revolutionize your world as the crystal has done through practical invention and innovation. What I was getting as I was reading that is that this is what's happening right now. We're reinventing our world. We're moving into new earth. This fits completely with what I was saying earlier about people trying to find a new way for themselves. Basically, what's happening is there are even, going to be jobs or whatever careers or whatever you want to call them, paths for people, stuff that we never even heard of before, things that were never even conceived of even a few years ago. And as we tune in and just kind of, let it unfold and notice the signs, and don't be afraid to ask for neon signs. The angels kind of chuckle and say, if you're not getting the signs, just tell us, they'll light it up in neon. And, with the skunk thing too, the patience and introspection and, letting it all unfold, and that it's not really even about day by day anymore. It's about second by second, minute by minute, as things unfold, because there can be a rapid shifting of things, even just in a fraction of a second. All of a sudden, you thought you were going down one path, and things can shift, and you're like, whoop, go, So the lady just told me I have about a minute and a half left, and so I'm going to do the chant for miracles. The angels say that this is for everyone. So you it's not that people don't believe in miracles or we don't believe in miracles. It's really about sometimes things, it feels like a miracle when things shift because we get ourselves stuck into a groove or whatever. So anyway, chant for miracles. Dun dun rum das guru. Jinasidya Dina Savadiya Puri Hoe Karama Tapasita Jinahare Dhariya Sikhi Ate Sangati Parabrahma Karanama Sakariya Atala Ataho Solatu Tera Antanavara Variya Jini Chisavia Vaukara Stay to the Para Utariya Lavalo Vakama Kro the Maho Marakade to the Sapara Variya Dana totera tana hai, sacha tera se sakariya. Nana katula hai na tu hai, guru amara tu vichariya. Guru ditata mana sadariya. Guru ditata mana sadariya. So many, many blessings to us all. And be in that groove. Let it all unfold. Let it just roll out in front of you, because you you all of us have an amazing path, and just be open to the possibilities. You never know what might come. Don't reject anything right off. All righty. Have a blessed day. Much love to you all.